You're listening to the Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Hello and welcome back. It is episode 46 of the Primetime Roundup Podcast. I am Walker, proud to be your party host, along with TV enthusiast, fan, expert, and country music fan, Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. How about that Garth Brooks show, man?
First, I wanted to say, party host? is this a party now?
This is a party now. Just
all right.
Don't you worry about my introductions. I kind of write them on the fly. But let's get right into it. First, I'm going to ask you about Sunday's game between my Atlanta Falcons and your Miami Dolphins. Who you got?
I know this one's hard because I've become a Falcons fan over the last few years, and hasn't really been a big issue.
We know where your real loyalties lie, Dan Marino in the 80s.
Well, then let's just say I'll plead the fifth because I don't think it really looks good for my boys down there in Miami. But I won't say it out loud.
All right, going to talk about a few of the shows that everyone else is talking about this week, and far and away the biggest show on right now, This Is Us. I feel like everyone on my Facebook feed watches this show, and the ratings bear that out. It's always top five in the ratings. So, had the episode on Tuesday night where your boy Sylvester Stallone guest starred, and he had some sage words of wisdom. I was impressed. I'm like, man, I learned a lot watching this show. Sylvester Stallone with all his old man life lessons.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a coincidence that Sylvester Stallone starred in the best episode of the season? I think not.
I like how they referenced all his old movies and talked about how their dad was such a big fan of his. And I thought
it was going to be more towards Kevin using that and taking it and just winning an Oscar for that scene, but they went a different direction and had it kind of mess him up.
I like the way Stallone gave Kate all kinds of great advice and kind of helped her through a little rough time there. He was just delightful. I guess this show is big enough now to where they can have huge guest stars like that play themselves.
I was going to say, yeah, I know Ron Howard. I mean, kind of got excited. I need Ron Howard and Sylvester Stallone to really make a war movie together. Like, now I'm like, can somebody start writing the script?
Kevin had a hard time doing the scenes because Stallone had talked a little bit about Kevin's dad, and that just threw his whole game off, and then he ends up getting hurt at the end. We also saw Randall and Beth adopt a child, and let's just say it didn't go well at the beginning. Deja was her name, and she came in, you know, with some issues, obviously. She's been through a lot, and now she's thrown into this new situation. And I liked when Randall gave that speech about, I didn't think this was going to be hard. Nothing's ever hard for me because he's so smart and he's like, oh, you know, SATs, college, business, no big deal. But he's like, okay, I think this might actually be hard. I mean,
well, and it was interesting to his character because I think that's what he always does. He just tackles it and that's it. It's not hard if you don't want it to be hard. It's all in what you make it. But this is a little bit more out of his control than anything else he's dealt with.
And the social worker kind of alluded to that. She's like, oh, you always think you can control everything, huh? Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Right.
We did get a little bit more about Jack's alcoholism, but we did not find out any new clues about his death. And it's crazy to me that that's what I'm looking for now every week. I'm trying to find the clues because I still really have no idea. They've done a good job of hiding how Jack dies. But I will say this. I noticed that a couple of weeks ago, the kids, when they found out about their dad and they're all sitting there crying, they were wearing the same outfits in this episode on Tuesday night when they went to the park, and then later that day where they were helping Randall through his issues with his biological parents. We're assuming that that's the day that Jack dies. We finally pinpointed the day, but we don't know anything else. So it seems like Jack and Rebecca's date night, though, was maybe a different day than the one where the kids were all wearing the same clothes. I don't know. It's weird with a show like this that time hops so much.
Right, you never know.
I get confused sometimes about what I'm actually watching and where it takes place in the storyline.
The story with the park and the kids and she's looking for Kevin to tell him about their father,
yeah,
to me coincided with Randall's story. It coincided mm-hmm. with Kevin's story. I'm not sure it coincided with the parents' story, mm-hmm. so that could have actually been a different day. It would make sense that it was all happening at the same time, but... Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only clues we've picked up on so far are he was an alcoholic, he clearly has struggled with this for a long time, and that there was a fire.
Which, again, looks like a 180. They're turning on us, because if it happens on this day, mm-hmm. I don't think it was some sort of drunken incident, because...
Right.
I'm going to find it hard to believe at the end of that episode, at the end of
yeah.
the resolution they had, that he went and got hammered.
Right.
So it just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, especially they don't leave a whole lot of day left.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking the fire was more of an accident. I don't think that was a drunken, I got wasted and passed out and burned the house down.
And don't forget, she said she killed her father last year.
That's
so
right.
Maybe she caused the fire.
Ooh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
at that point, we were still thinking that she was sending him to where
right.
her mother was,
yeah.
and then that he, maybe had a drunk driving accident and she blamed herself. But now maybe it's more mm-hmm. more serious than that, even.
We got to see a new episode of Fear the Walking Dead. There's only one episode left in this season, and Nick has gone bat bleep crazy. I said to you the other day, you may think you know how to party, but you'll never party like that guy on all the drugs, hanging out with the zombies with blood all over his face.
I love how the guy offered him cocaine and methamphetamines, and he's like, nah, man, I want to go up. Like, holy, you like, what are you, okay.
How far up do you want to go?
How far up are we talking here?
Well, he ended up eating a brain stem, so I guess
right?
that did it.
I guess so.
I actually felt bad for Nick, but I also kind of felt good for Nick because he seemed like he was having the time of his life just palling around with Troy and messing with zombies and climbing fences and eating brain stems. It seemed like they had the night of their lives.
He did. Troy still looks like he don't know what to make of all this.
Well, he didn't even want to.
He thought he was crazy until he started hanging out with Nick.
Right? Well, Troy didn't even want to drink. I mean, they started the whole night with tequila shots. He didn't even want to do that. Next thing you know, he's eating brain. It's funny because I was just thinking about this show a few days ago, and I thought, you know what? It's about time for Nick to get back on the drugs because he's been clean for a while, and that was his storyline for so long. He battled addiction so much. I was like, it's probably time for a relapse, and ask and you shall receive.
It seemed weird to me. I still thought, I was thinking there was some sort of ulterior motive, like maybe he was going undercover. He's come close to relapsing before, but he mm-hmm. seemed to have it together now better than ever. So mm-hmm. what, he just took the pill. It was like there wasn't even a lot of thought. He didn't
right.
even, kind of toil over the decision. He just took it. And that just seemed out of place because he seems now better than ever.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was up for something. Maybe he was trying to find out something. Mm-hmm. But then by the end of the episode, I think he was just on a bender.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he decides he wants to stick around and do some more.
Right. He's going to stay.
Well, he sent Madison and the others away. And just like we talked about last week, Madison is always very quick to leave her children behind at any opportunity. Nick's like, I'm going to stick around here for a few days. She's like, cool, you do you, man. Basically the same thing she did to Alicia last week. They're going back to the dam. We don't know what bad things await there. Ophelia didn't make it. Rest in peace, Ophelia. That was kind of a tender moment with her and Daniel. You don't see Daniel have a lot of tearjerker moments on this show, but that was one.
No, that all seems kind of pointless to me. Like, the whole point, what really happened in that episode, the whole point was to bring her to her father, and then, literally you can see him in the distance and she dies.
Right,
come on.
Yeah. No, I think what you end up getting out of that, though, is Daniel having a little bit of a soft spot now for Madison and saying, okay, well, you tried to do the right thing, and so now he's going to be more willing to help them. And clearly they need help at this point because they have nowhere else to go now that the ranch is gone, so... We get a new episode of The Walking Dead in a couple of weeks as well, so looking forward to that. And American Horror Story is rolling on. A pretty cool episode this week, but what they did with the beginning of the episode was interesting. Because of the mass shooting in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, they actually changed this week's episode because the episode started with a shooting. So I just saw what they did on TV. I saw what FX showed me. But you actually saw the real episode somehow.
Yeah, the FX Now is the app. So I just watched on there. They did it on demand as well, but they made you pay for it. Like, it wasn't normal on demand. So they're trying to make it some sort of pay service where you couldn't just happen upon it. But I did watch it, and it wasn't that much different. I mean, they didn't change the end at all, which surprised me, but that would have kind of really hurt the episode. I mean, I think it would have not made a lot of sense if you hadn't seen the shootings at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they just show her reacting at the beginning instead of what she's reacting to, which is people being shot.
Yeah. Well, we speculated last week or predicted that Allie would end up kind of taking on the whole cult or the whole clan by herself, and it looks like that's what is going to happen. We found out that Kai, him getting shot was all part of his plan, and he set that whole thing up with Meadow and for her to shoot people at the rally and for her to shoot him so he can now become some kind of a martyr. So everybody's in. Ivy's in. The whole town's in. The therapist is in because he's in the family. Allie is just left to figure this all out on her own. And now she's been arrested. So there's no hope, right?
Right. It doesn't look like it. I mean, surely in this day and age with cell phone footage, somebody is going to exonerate her. That
yeah.
She just kind of came in at the end. Somebody's got footage of that, I'm sure.
Well, I thought that lady that showed up mid-episode and said, I'm going to run against you, I thought maybe she might end up being one of the other heroes. Because you're going to have more heroes eventually. But then she died, so that didn't go very well.
I know that episode. I really like her as an actress. She's been around. She was a little Brat Packer from the 80s, St. Elmo's Fire. So I was hoping she'd have a little run, but that was a pretty short run.
Yeah, she was great for about 20 minutes there.
Right. yeah, she did. She really stole the show there at the town hall meeting. And
absolutely. I love
it. Even at her house, she's just like, oh, okay. She just lights up the joint and says, all right, what do we do? Nobody else has believed this woman. She was even shocked that someone was believing her, and she's like, all right, what do you got?
It looks like I did watch the scenes for next week, and it looks like they do introduce a couple of new characters. So, you know, maybe we get some help that way because somebody has to stop the insane clown posse. And I realized watching this episode that they're not even all clowns. I thought they were all clowns, but one of them's like an elephant and one of them's like a donkey, I think. I need those masks for my Halloween party. That's all I'm thinking.
Nice.
Real quick, talk about Saturday Night Live. Jason Aldean opened up the show with a heartfelt speech about what happened in Las Vegas and then a tribute to Tom Petty. You don't have to give your opinion on it because I know you're a big Tom Petty fan. You don't like people covering Tom Petty songs. It's fine.
I did say that. That's not exactly what I said.
That's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
I like the gesture.
There you go. I enjoyed it, and I also enjoyed the skit where Kenan Thompson goes out to dinner with Gal Gadot as O.J. Simpson, as if O.J. was out on a blind date now that he's out of prison, and he's just hoping to find somebody that doesn't know who he is. Now I can move on to the real question, the thing I've been wanting to ask you now for 18 minutes, Georgia versus Missouri Saturday night. Does Georgia win by 30, 40, or 50?
Well, I was going to say 40 seems to be the trend, but they did let Vanderbilt get a couple of points there last time. So
that's right.
Missouri can move the ball a little bit. The problem is they can't really stop the run. So I'll say 30. I think it's going to be a blowout, but I think they'll get a couple of points.
I think Drew Locke is he's probably the best quarterback we've seen since Notre Dame, but Missouri doesn't offer a whole lot else.
Right.
They certainly don't offer any kind of defense. So
no.
Georgia ran for
We'll score 40, but I don't know if they'll try to get a few on board. They might get 10 or 13.
Yeah, Georgia ran for 400 yards last week, so I expect more of the same. a steady diet of Nick Chubb and Sony Michel.
Well, it's funny because we never seem to get those Alabama spreads. Alabama can be favored by 35 points.
Yeah.
But now it looks like they're finally ready to give us that, because I think I heard a 30-something point spread on this game.
Yeah, Georgia's favored by 30.
I don't think I can remember when that's happened.
Not in a conference game, no. I mean, yeah, against William and Mary, you'll see that every day.
Right.
Then,
but, I don't even think we got – did we even get 30 against App State?
No, we were a 14-point favorite against App State.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But times have changed. I mean, people are catching on now that this team is really good, and I think a lot of folks thought that this Georgia team would be really good next season. I don't think we really anticipated them being good this fast. So they've arrived ahead of schedule, and they're dominating people. Now, naysayers might say that we still haven't really played a good SEC team. I mean, you know, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State is not murderer's row, but who
well,
is?
Well, it's not, but we're not barely beating them. We're leaving them in trampled in dust. I mean, so
bodies strewn about the field.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
and we don't
traditionally
do that. I've seen games where we beat Vanderbilt by 3 points. I think Vanderbilt beat us last year.
Well,
we don't traditionally do that, so I'm going to take that as a sign.
Yeah, it's the Kirby Smart effect, you know, and Mark Richt was, you know, for all of his strengths, he was not a rah-rah guy, so he didn't want to beat teams 48-0. Like, he was happy to beat teams 28-10 and move on to the next week, and Kirby is more of a just beat him into the ground kind of guy. What can I say?
Nick Saban School of Football.
That's right, man.
We're getting what we paid for,
that's
I guess.
Right. Yeah, paid a lot for it, if I remember.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it, and go Dogs, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Later.